Kevin Bray Show. So me and the fam are going on a road trip on Sunday. We're going out to Clear Lake. And what's happening on Sunday? The World Cup. So we are trying to figure out, we've got an Airbnb that we've booked, but we can't check into until 4 o'clock. And we're like, well, we have to watch the World Cup game. So do we go up really early, or do we go up really late, or do we stop somewhere in between? And that's what we're trying to figure out, because we can't check in early. So maybe my next guest will have some tips for me of what would he do. I should wear a bracelet. WWJD, what would Jamie do in this situation? Jamie Nye joins me now. Jamie, so much to talk about with sports, but what would you do? Would you be stopping in Melville on the way to have lunch? What do you recommend?
Yeah, like, because that's what, a 5 hour? No.
Four hour haul? Yeah.
So, are you early risers though or not?
Well, we can be, but I've got my 19-year-old nephew staying with us too, and he might not be keen on being too early of a riser.
Because I'm usually... When I drive, I want to just get there.
Yes.
So I don't like the pit stops. Yes. I just want to go. Yes. So I'd be like, let's get the Clear Lake, find an establishment yes. there that has the game, and
yes.
then check in
yes.
at 4 o'clock afterwards. Because yes. the game will wrap up at about 3.
You're right.
Depending on added time, maybe 3:30. Yeah.
It's a good point. Okay. I'm going to take that into account. Thank you very much for this edition of WWJD. Okay. Biggest event in sports takes place on Sunday. Argentina-Spain meeting in the 2026 FIFA World Cup final. Set the stage for us, Jamie.
Well, what you have here is, of course, is the defending champion in Argentina, and Lionel Messi, who is, many would argue, the greatest of all time. Others would say Cristiano Ronaldo, mm-hmm. but we don't need to get into that
Pelé.
Debate. That is another name you can
My
throw in there.
My husband's Brazilian, so I got to throw it in there.
Okay, absolutely. Ahead. So... you have Lionel Messi, and he's the defending champion. And what they've been doing this tournament has some people compare it to rope-a-dope in boxing, which is wear out the combatant and then in the 9th and 10th round just knock him out, which is what Argentina has done to their opponents in the last 4 games, which is just, oh, they're trailing or they're tied. And then all of a sudden the offensive surge in the final few moments like we saw against England. And on the other side are the European champions in Spain, who were probably the favorite coming into the tournament, but started, it was weird. They were drawing, and it was like, what is this team? They just won Euros, and they haven't figured it out. And then when they went up against France, I think France was the favorite because France played so well. And what Spain put on in the semifinal was a show. Like, it was, oh, there you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what creates some drama going into this, is which Spain shows up, and can Argentina do it again mm-hmm. and rope-a-dope an opponent as good. And of course, Spain has only allowed 1 goal in the entire tournament. Like mm-hmm. defensively structured, they have been brilliant. It's been their offense that's been a little bit slow, and the teenage sensation of Yamal hasn't found that offensive surge yet. He only has 1 goal in this World Cup, but against Messi, maybe he finds a little more inspiration in the final.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tamara in for Evan this week, and I'm speaking with Jamie Nye. Jamie, who are you going to be cheering for? Or do you just cheer for the drama of it all? Do you
I like chaos. I like chaos.
What does chaos look like in a World Cup final?
Well, probably penalties to finish, and maybe a red card drama or something mm-hmm. like that, but Argentina doesn't get red cards, apparently.
Yep. Yeah,
that's from the English fans
yep.
That I speak yep. to around the office, one in particular.
Oh, I don't know who you might be talking about there, but okay.
Yes. So I don't really have a horse in the race. Mm-hmm. I know my son's been watching a lot of World Cup. He's 8, and I think he's going with Messi.
Yes.
He's fascinated by Messi, so
my
I think he's going
too.
Argentina. But I like the story, the photo story that's making the rounds of Messi and Yamal.
Yes,
like 19 years ago mm-hmm. in a UNICEF charity calendar mm-hmm. shoot. There's Messi bathing a 6-month-old Lamine Yamal.
Amazing.
And now they're facing each other in the World Cup at the age of 39 and the age of 18.
It's crazy.
They're 19. It's crazy.
Okay, so my kids also love Messi. Because he's Messi, and who doesn't love them, especially when you're a young soccer fan. However, so my kids would like to cheer for Argentina, but some of my family that is visiting, my nephew that I mentioned, he has spent a lot of his childhood in Scotland, And he is cheering for Spain, as is his mother. And his mother, who just arrived yesterday from Scotland, she brought a lot of presents for the kids. So when she asks them who you're cheering for, they feel obliged to cheer for Spain. But I want to talk about Messi for a minute. So he's 39 years old. Yeah. He is still making magic. Like, so many stories coming from him. What has delighted you about this tournament when it comes to Messi? What are you going to be looking for from him on Sunday?
Well, it's just how he's a brilliant player, and mm-hmm. yeah, he's among those who rope-a-dope. You can see him making sure he doesn't expend too much energy and, you know, waits for the kill, so to speak, when he gets that opportunity. Like, all of a sudden, it's like 5-10 minutes go by, and you're, oh, he hasn't really got a touch, and then all of a sudden he gets the ball, and it's like any athlete in any sport who is amazing. Mm-hmm. They just think and see the game better than anybody else. It's a natural ability that they have figured it out. Mm-hmm. It's just like Connor McDavid in hockey, or watching Wayne Gretzky back in the day do the twirl at the blue line and make sure the defenders clear out, and then all of a sudden he can feed a pass to anybody. Like, he just thinks the game so well, mm-hmm. and that's going left foot, right foot. You see sometimes in the World Cup, the guy, he's like, oh, he's on his wrong foot. There's no wrong foot with Messi.
Yeah.
He can beat you on the left. He can beat you on the right, as he did against England. Yeah. So that's what makes him special. So it's going to be fun to watch on Sunday to see if he gets his second straight World Cup title, or if Spain prevails and holds the Euro and the World Cup at the same time.
Something that interested me yesterday, I heard that, was it Post Malone was added to the halftime show?
They have, is who's not
Something
doing
like
I
that.
Think the
this
list is shorter on who's not
well,
doing the
is,
halftime show.
This is
show.
What I wanted to bring up for you, because this is something that I thought was strange. Like, when we have, you know, Super Bowl or Grey Cup or whatever, it's like, you know, a pretty long ways in advance who's going to be performing. What is up with this halftime show? Like, and how do people just keep getting added? Is it like they're waiting to see who's in it? And like, if that country's not in it, then I'm not performing. Like, what is up with this World Cup halftime show?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been having the same thought, which okay. where's what they usually announce the performer months in advance.
Yeah.
And here you go. As it's almost, and there's still like, allegedly there's maybe some others who are going to show up that
Seriously?
Haven't been announced
Seriously?
Yet. So
maybe Taylor and her new husband will like make an appearance.
I doubt that. Kansas City Chiefs training camp, I think, starts right away.
Okay,
so maybe
fine.
He's getting ready for that. Oh no, yeah. The rookies report. Yeah, maybe he's still
got
time.
Honeymoon or something.
Yeah, it's in New Jersey.
Right?
They like hanging out in New York. We
yes.
know this. So
yes, exactly.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay. There is a payment, right? Is it $50 million goes to the team that wins?
Yeah, it's quite a bit of coin. Yeah.
Do they distribute that amongst the players?
The
or?
Players get big time bonuses for winning. I can't remember what the dollar figure is, but it's big time bonuses for winning the World Cup.
I can only imagine. Okay, last question, Jamie. Where are you going to be watching the game? Who are you going to be with?
I'll be with my family. I'll be watching at home probably.
Yeah.
Watching, and I think Spain's winning it.
Okay.
I think Spain's going to win. After what I saw against France.
Wow.
And I think France is a stronger team than Argentina.
Is that going to crush your son, though, cheering for Messi?
I've been cheering against Messi for the whole tournament. So it's been a house divided. I cheered for England.
Yeah.
So we were in Mexico watching England against Mexico.
Uh-huh.
And he got a kick out of being there at a sports bar in Mexico, watching Mexico fans, you know, chant and holler and mm-hmm. all that stuff. So he was upset that England beat them. So he was going against England.
I love, you know what? Some of my favorite shots watching the World Cup is when they go to the crowd at the end of like a crushing defeat. And there's like kids that are crying. I sound evil saying those are my favorite shots. They're just so heartwarming. Like, just like, it's just like this pure emotion. And they're just, that's the emotion that I love about the World Cup.
Well, the fan ISOs are hilarious at times.
Yeah.
When there's a close shot in the moments and you just see like, oh
I know. But you know what? The other day they went to a shot of a baby that was crying. I'm like, are you trying to imply that this baby is crying because somebody just missed a goal or whatever? I thought that was hilarious. Anyway, okay, Jamie and I, thank you so much. Enjoy the glory of this weekend.
And have a fun road trip to Clear Lake.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll let you know how it turns out, whether we are stopping in Melville on the way or who knows. Anyway, okay, Jamie and I, World Cup final, in case you haven't heard, it's happening on Sunday, 1 o'clock Saskatchewan time. Just make sure if you are walking your dog before the game, after the game, anytime over the weekend, clean up after your dog, because there could be a service coming to a Saskatchewan community near you that actually tests your dog's DNA and then will swab that dog poop left behind to see if you are the offending owner who did not clean up after their dog. I'm going to tell you about this initiative coming up after the break here on The Evan Bray Show. You are listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.